Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was born.
Praise Jesus much.
Musibe mutya muri nyali amukama wa Yesu Kristo.
Have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Oburambiri mutya.
And how is your lives?
Burungi.
Is life good?
Anti oburambiri ya Kristo. Yali abadde ko muri.
For life is the Christ. Has he ever been not well?
Anti watugaye mukana 14 mukana.
That's what he said John 14:6.
Yeku oburambu nachi?
He is the way, the truth and the life.
Eh, kasubirenti dalo oburambu burungi.
Let me expect life is good.
Nakuzonna.
All the days.
Kale katubuze bweti.
Now let's greet like this.
Mukama murungi.
Is God good?
Oburambu burungi.
Is life good?
Amen.
Amen.
Muri mutya mubiri jamu.
How are you in your bodies?
Burungi.
Is it well?
Oliro tia.
How do you feel?
Burungi.
Is it well?
Olire sanyu muri oba.
Feel the joy or there things lacking?
Mukama akujuzeo.
May God fill you up.
Oyo agabira abarakinga.
He will give those who lack.
Ndiya tugama nti abarakinga basabe ya tamba.
Those who lack, they ask him who cannot refuse to give.
Yes, you was born.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ne devos.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Witness.
Apostle Ronald Witness.
Wamune msumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Muri nyali amukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwana akatonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuyire sabuno.
We face in this ministry.
Omulembo mpya.
The new generation.
Uino kumanya katonda okujude.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Wamune chitiwache.
Together with his glory.
Kumulonde guno.
This time
ato kuongera kutegeza
to move on proclaim to you
tukomya mu meeting yafe
that we've come back in our meeting
eyokuba ngatulaba engeri getugenda okubunyamu ensi
of seeing the way we shall spread in the world
okumanya katondo okujude
the full knowledge of God and his glory
muchigendeirwa
in the fame
ekyo kutukirizo kwitiba kwa katonda kwaza subiza manga gonna
of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call
okuri kugwanga elia Uganda
which is on the nation Uganda
tokuyita omulimu ogusembayo
we call it the final work
omulimu gwa katonda ogusembayo kusemazinga wensi
God's final work on the planet earth
okusinira mu Uganda kula lya Africa
basically in Uganda pearl of Africa
iratu ongero jiita
and we move to call it
nga katonda yinyini bwaji tuma
as God himself names it
nti okudizibwa obujja
that the revival
revival era okudizibwa obujja okukyasinze
the greatest revival and restoration
era okusembayo kusemazinga wensi
the last on this planet earth
okusinzira mu Uganda kula lya Africa
basically in Uganda pearl of Africa
so nga tukyagenda maso
now as we still move on
okulaba media system ya
to see our media system
omuri ebirawo bya fe byomwoyo
where they are our spiritual gift
nengeri gyebitekebwamu
and the way they are ordered
okutuuka ku kigera kiri
to reaching the other measure
ekyokula bikanga tusobola okutuusa amawulire amalungi
being able to reach the good news
agekigambo kya Katonda
of the word of God
omuri kifo kyonna
in every place
nomwe mujira zi focus of God TV
se akame focus of God televisions
ne focus of God radios
and the focus of God radios
zinatero okutegekebwa obulungi
those who are proud to be ordered well
to some message ku bantu bonna
to reach the message to all people
tukiriza anti Katonda
we believe that God
at least is ukumara akasira
prepared us for some time
era na tupozinga muko katini
post us a little
nga chatutegeka
and sit preparing us
oli yao singa katuli kumpe weri wa
perhaps we do in on air
nga TV jeri
and the television is on
nem nanga tubulako
but we still lacked
karinga yagala tugene nga artist kali
and he wants us to go when at least
so now it to see
we have reached somewhere
yes we have been
praise Jesus much
tuchimanye bulungi
we know of well
kugena maso ne message iyo
we move on with that message
niyo kumanya omweleza atukulembera mulimu gwa Katonda
of knowing the minister leading us in God's work
ogusebayo kusemazinga wensi
the final work on the planet earth
irange kibuzo kirindi
and the question is
omweleza uyo omuyito utya
whom do you call that minister
irabo jajali
and when you come to him
ogena maso kujja kunona chi
move on come forward
yes you have been
praise Jesus much
kina je tujichusize iyo kubirabe iyo wagunda
change it inside within the gift
nayo rwalero
yet this day
ayinja posing mu kukati
I want us pose a little
naja gatugere kuri byo rulongo
and I want us to speak of the pure language
mutugendo kukozesa ku ko media system
that we are going to use on all our media systems
ukubirada kugwe
right from yourself
umubaka wakatunda
ambassador of God.
Tulimi cho ulongo tugenda kuzisha.
The pure language which we are going to use.
Wanga chitweta agiso ulimi ulongo.
It needs as a pure language.
Wadenga mubiro biri twategezibwa.
Even though in eras back we were told.
Wachi tukoisho ulimi oluganda.
Why we use the Luganda language?
Ulimu kuwasigaza ebigambo ebiri
It's one of what retained words in their meaning.
Yet,
the pure language spoken most in the scriptures,
it,
what speaks things in their knowledge, the light of the knowledge of God. Praise Jesus much.
So,
what know of the pure language, which is in the light of the full knowledge of God, as the word of God is, that we are going to use in our media systems.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Someone
says a thing like that. Can it be needed? Indeed, you see, he said, where you say, I thank God for giving me light. That word is not complete yet. Well,
he
what the minister has moved to tell you, come from here by the Spirit of God. That's why me to uphold it like that. Why don't we study of the pure language? Filled with the light of knowledge of God, as the word of God is, that we to use in this work,
this
final on the planet Earth.
Go
speak things and they are not in the rightfulness. I thank the Lord for giving me light. I thank the Lord for giving me light of His word.
Most
we end on the way we speak light. Many people we speak. I am going to the church. That language in wisdom of knowledge, it's not rightful. In the pure language, we say, I am going to the synagogue. And it's a pure language. And we know how it is purified.
So
we're going to speak of it not much. But we're going to put and begin its foundation and put it in place. That you too, you already think of it. I am going to pray. Yet the truth is, they tell us we come to pray or we come to fellowship. For the word fellowship is filled into it many things done. That when we come for fellowship, the one with the teaching, the one with the revelation, the one with the hymn, not just come to pray specific. Those language you hear those spoken, they are not pure. Even though we had in Zachariah, it says to the people with a pure language, not that we shall use Luganda, it's so pure, but the pure language you speak of, it's of the light of the word of God, filled of the knowledge of God and His glory.
Speak
that in the light of word of God, we speak things and they bring the full knowledge of God. And the way we speak, it can bring the glory of God and they prove it's Him. All us in our different gifts, in our media system, the focus of God televisions and radios,
and
all the books to be written, those to be released, there has to appear a pure language.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Study brief in the Zachariah, we see.
Zephaniah
chapter 3 and verses 9.
Kubanga mubire ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu. Bonna bakaabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
Praise Jesus much. For in those days, I restored to the people a pure language. that they can cry unto the Lord. Yet I want you to think,
need
to show us where that pure language will come from. Will it be Luganda that no?
Okay,
it retains some words in their rightfulness. But the pure language is what speaks things in the knowledge of God. As light of His word is. As that verse Zephaniah.
Zephaniah, esure yokusatu, noru nyiriri oruomwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 and the verses 9.
Kubanga mu biro ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu. Bonna bakabira erinnya lya Mukama okuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
Owulidde ekigambo ekyo.
You hear that word.
Amawanga gonna.
All the nations.
Aligakyusiza olulimi olulongoofu.
You will and restore them a pure language.
Mu revivals ze tukola.
In the revivals we make.
Mulimu okurestoringa olulimi olulongoofu.
It involves to restore a pure language.
Okwogera. Ebigambo bya Katonda ebyawandikibwa
words of God, the scriptures of truth,
nga biri mu musana ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda ogujjudde,
and they are in the light of the word of God with the full knowledge,
okumanya Katonda n'ekitiibwa kye,
the knowledge of God and His glory,
nga bwe tuwogera,
and when we speak,
tuyogera mu ngeri etatuukiridde,
you don't speak in a way which is not fulfilled,
tugambe,
let's say,
nti ngenda ku kanisa,
that I'm going to church.
Atenge byandikwa biraga nti ino kunganiro.
Yet scriptures show this is the synagogue.
Nti bw'osimbula gy'obudde.
That if you move from wherever you come from.
Obagamba ngenda kukunganiro.
You tell them I'm going to the synagogue.
Gitukunganira ngirandikwa bigamba tumulekanga we kukunganira.
Where we gather and fellowship for scripture said not forsake the fellowship.
Era bingi betujjo okula mutwe guno wadde engule esenga ekigambo ekitono.
There are many things we shall see in this heading though I brought as a small word.
Ekigambo ekitono. Siche ekigambo ekitono.
But it's not a small word.
Singa mba nvudde kukunganira wano.
I've left the synagogue.
Nga nzirayo.
And I'm going back.
Abantu bayinza okumbuuza oba.
People can ask me where are you coming from.
Yet nsobola okubagamba nti nva ku church.
Yet I can tell them I'm coming from church.
Kubanga bwe nabadde nkunganira kwabadde church.
I had fellowship, we were a church altogether.
They ask,
where you coming from? I'm coming from church. Fellowship with all the other churches. I'm from church.
And
I can use I'm coming from the synagogue. If I am coming, I tell them I'm going to the synagogue. To finish up the church where we fellowship.
Kati waliwo ebintu.
Now there are things.
Byonga byogeddwa okumala ebbanga ddene.
They have been spoken for a long time.
Era ng'ensi yonna tebiina mu lulimi olulongoofu.
And the entire world have not them in the pure language.
Tulina ku restoringa.
We have to be komyawo bizzaawo.
Okukomyawo olulimi olulongoofu.
To restore the pure language.
Nsaba batuddiremuko.
I request the repeat for us.
Zephaniah esura yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 and the verse 9.
Kubanga mu biro ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu. Bonna bakabira erinnya lya Mukama okuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
Nti ekigenderwa ekyokuza olulimi olulongoofu,
restoring the pure language,
tusobole okuweerereza mu mwoyo
omu. That we can serve in one spirit.
Nti osingana enjogera y'abali gye boogeramu nga
the way the others speak is the way we too speak.
Situka gamba muntu ngenda kukunganira nga talimanyi.
Someone I'm going to the synagogue and they don't know that.
Ye nga amanyi nti ogenda kukanisa.
And they know you're going to the church.
So nga bwe tudda mu mazima ga Bible.
Yet when we go to truth of Bible,
ekkanisa esigala yeffe.
Church remains, it is us.
Era okusinzira ku Efeso sura
y'okutaano. And according to Ephesians 5,
25
and downwards.
Yesu bwe yali afiirira ekkanisa.
Jesus, when he died for the church,
yafiirira bizimbe.
He did not die for the buildings.
Yafiirira ffe ng'ekkanisa.
He died for us as the church.
Kati olulimi olwakyama mu nsi yonna.
The language which is crooked and erred in the entire world.
Lorugamba.
It says,
nti, nti ngenda ku kanisa yalo tuba tuzimba tuzimba ki
the church and when we build a church
tuzimba kanisa no lulimi lufunye
but the language is very dead it's not even there
kikiri yokaga kale mba mu ngira
speak things and
omanyi nensi yenyeni
you know even the world
bigambe bisinga bitukoyesa byachi
most world we use the goat crooked
Like
you say that word, kazende.
Muzei.
Call your father would have been father. You call him old. Old one.
Boy.
Old man.
Old boy.
Old boy. Okay.
I don't
know where the boy who got old. Even in the world, languages spoken yet crooked. It's like you find someone saying,
"For me, I know my God." Yes,
the language is not
For
right.
For me, I know my God.
I know my God. God is different from God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So tugezako kutegeza
ati. Now we try to tell you
enjogera yemu
neentegera yemu. One spirit, the same speech and same understanding.
Naye angambi.
What he said.
Wali mu revival.
In the revival.
Era okudizibwa obujja okukyasinze.
The greatest restoration.
Era okusema okusema zingawe.
The last in the planet Earth.
Mulimu n'okuza olimi olongo.
They also restore the pure language.
Nti lwali lubaddewo ko ng'abantu boogera bulungi.
Ever been there people spoke proper.
Going
to the synagogue.
Era wosuma mukubikulibwa.
When you read in Revelation, chapter 2, the verse
9,
they said the ones of the synagogue of Satan.
You
read in the Matthew,
and Jesus
entered the synagogue of the Jews. If you read the Acts, they say, and the Apostle Paul,
urged
you to be them in their synagogue.
Language
ever been there, we call it the synagogue. But it ceased to be, and we got the building, we exchanged names. The name which was on us, as the church, we gave it to the building. Even the banners and the signposts in the world,
when
direct you to the church.
Then
me, I am what?
So,
now in this
world, would
have restored the pure language unto all the nations.
It's
called the nation Uganda. It's of the entire world. That's why we're responsible to restore that language. That them too we can be put in this ministration. For if you reach to speak and you say, praise him, God, the word, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a language pure and pure indeed. For you know, it began as the word.
It clothed
flesh, we saw him as the Son.
It's
given the name Jesus Christ, our Lord. If they speak him, praise him, Jesus Christ. We lack some light in it. Our language is not explained in depth. When we explain
and
we speak of the leader of any nation,
we
usually speak out all accurate and honorably. We say,
His Excellency
Yoweri Museveni Kaguta,
the President of Uganda.
President wa Uganda.
Here
where we take the language, all honors we finish them out.
Now,
His Excellency God, now we speak of him. Shows even our speech, we have to learn how to speak. Even speaking as church, don't know how to speak. We ourselves as church speak things never connecting. There is another speaking. We were there welcoming those who lead us in worship. Let's welcome the worshippers, please. We worship God. If the worshippers, we are what? For in his pure language, in the John 4
year
says, loves those who worship in the spirit and truth. All of us have to worship him. That next will come the praises. You hear language how they flow.
Yet,
says in Isaiah, people he created to manifest his praise.
He
created all of us for that. None of us say, I'm not a praiser. Yet, if you move on briefly,
Zephaniah,
he moves on to say like this.
Zephaniah, esule yokusatu, noru njiriri oruwa muenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 and the verse 9.
Kubanga mubirebio, dichu usiza mawango lulimi olongofu. Bonaba kabiriri njari ya mukama, okumuwe ereza nomo yogumu. Olinyo ule kumi. Ababanega yirira, ye muwala waba ange, abasa asana. Bali lete kitone kyange ngabave mtala we migejo ku Ethiopia.
Yes.
Bawala babantu be.
The daughters of his people. Those coming.
Emitala we migejo ya Ethiopia.
The rivers of Ethiopia.
Manyi Ethiopia tena mugagulyao. Mugagwena.
As for the river passes, the river it has. The river Nile we have.
Ugulina ensibuko yaguwa no Uganda.
Which has its source in Uganda. Connect Zephaniah 3:10
na Isaiah 18
verses 1
na Isaiah 19
and Isaiah
19
verse 5 on to 7 it's to show where they say beyond the rivers of Ethiopia
they reach
right the source of River Nile in Uganda.
Those
are one responsible of that work.
He
said, those are my worshippers. Those who worship in the truth. You read us in English. Read in English, we see.
Okay. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10.
Zephaniah sura ya kusatu wanyiri wa kumi.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. My worshippers. Even the daughters of my despised. Shall bring my offering.
Now from there. Beyond the river of Ethiopia, there he has his worshippers. Those who fulfill John 4, verse
24,
they worship him in the spirit and truth.
That's what came
back train us and you hear the songs.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those themselves, as they bring the offering,
and
they put upon call of the entire world, one of what they have to do,
they
pull the entire world to serve in one spirit. We have to restore the pure language. Besides saying we are
told,
why I preach in Luganda after retaining olden words in it. Yet,
but when we speak
of pure language of the entire Bible, it's what can touch the entire world. It's the language speaking as wisdom of the word is. As light of the word of God
which
brings the full knowledge of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
did you speak something? It's on the standard of God. In speech of God. Remember God tells us according to Proverbs
8
that his word
none
of them is crooked neither perverse. He whatever speaks in righteousness. When he
says
that is a dog, it's a dog. If you come out and call it it's not that. bwagande kanisa yejindi o ejo ye kanisa
church is the people that is the church
nibona atume ekizimbe okube kanisa kiribera mukuberawo
a building be church to never be in his presence
era mulimi lwo lutufu mukuru
pure language
yeah just garange kanisa amanyigwe
you will remain knowing church it is you
nimunazimbe bizimbe birunje bifanagana bitya biteka ka amanye kanisa
building is beautiful you
yo lulimi lwo lwayo bidanti mwe kanisa
his language spoke you are the church
mweyekaru
you are the temple
kati bwogani tugenda mu yekaru ya mukama
he is in the temple of God
aliyokagamenze sibira mu bizimbe bizimwa n'emikono gy'abantu
not in buildings built with human hands
tuvura bwo kusala otu mu moyo okubera mu
fight to decide to send this spirit na fitu
kuzimbe wa mikono gy'abantu
we too are not built with human hands
sibwe good
is it not that
tuzimwa mikono gy'abantu
are we built by human hands
not sirusubulo kuba yekaru yo moyo kwanga
temple of
tuzimwa mikono gy'abantu
we not built by human hands
kade nimi zilyezedda ezendagane kade
old language of old testament
zayogeranga
it is point
yekaru yerinyali
the temple of his name
tiyaberanga yekaru ye
his temple
wabula yaberanga yali nyali
but it was for his name
njatuzawe erinyali tugambe
but sits his name there
katonda omulamu ako aberawo nabantu
bengi bakunaye God dwells with his people when they have gathered
manifesting amu bantu
he manifested his people in that place
niya malanga mulimo rwada nakanze zijule gurunesi
he spoke I feel heaven and earth
sote muinza ganti mugena kunte ka mchizimbe
you can't say you will put me in a specific building
kad what wo ulimo utali longo funga ruddu dembuli chifocho
the language not pure filled up in every place
nadana munjogera ye kanisa
most in the speech of the church
oba munjogera ye chigambo cha katoni
in the speaking of the word of God
nabutu ogere bigambe ebyo
and when you speak those words
tibivayo musana gunyini
they don't come out in the real light
gero ulimo rutuogera musirutu
the language you speak by is not right
arisukirisome ko mungere tulabe
let's read in the proverbs we see
ngere sule yo munana nolo nyiriri olwo munana
proverbs 8 with verse 8
ebigambo byonne byo mukamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu mubyo temuli kintu kikyama kyama ne wankubadde ekyenyodde olunyo olwo mwenda byonna byangu eri abo abalaba okumanya byonna byangu eri oyo ategeera era byansonga eri abo abalaba okumanya
olaba ebigambo byonna
all his words
biri mu butuukirivu
they are in righteousness
temuli muwadde ekikyama kyama newankubadde
ekyenyonyo
era abo abalaba okutegeera
and those who see understanding
era byangu
these what's that is even those who get knowledge
ntinzo kugamba tingenda kukungani
me to some going to synagogue
sichinzi walira because ni no kumanya
not harden me for I have knowledge
can subira na itikuzibwa
maybe you to is not harden your way
nika tjogere na bali mosi
now speak it with people in the world and see
timna ngenda kukungani
I'm going to the synagogue
kukungani
synagogue
togenda ku church
you're not going to the church when do you go to church
to know
you look at them
nwagane muri muri mbutali longo
and you see in the language not pure
era katonda byali ayogere bigambo byo nabiri mbutukire
God spoke his words all there in the righteousness
tiwali wadde chichami chana wangu wadde chenyo
crooked neither powers
ndikatonda baba ayogera china atali ne chinala chatege
when God speaks this he has another he means
nagane wechizibwalira we wan
so where it hardens is this point
singat tubana kutegira
if we do not have understanding
kutegira chichi
what is understanding
butubanga tusubulu kwasaganya nyirire nyirire
you can connect scripture by scripture
tujaya makuru
and we bring out meaning
ero kumanya chichi
and what is knowledge
nkuleto omusana omutufu kweche chibikulirwa
bring the right full light on that reveal
ogwechi gabo chakato
that of the word of God
zisingama ndwasu ufuno okumanya oku okugatta ebigambo
bino people can get knowledge join these words understand them
bali ite nsonga ne
they bring the
lwashi eri bali ita kunga
why is that called the synagogue
nti kubanga bibula ni yesu leri ye 10 abirukage gamba
1026
temulekanga yoku
5 says not for sick fellowship
Ira mukama afu Yesu yagamba.
The Lord Jesus said.
Ngali basatu bana kungana
ngakululwe. Will gather for his sake.
Ngali yao.
He is right there.
Arabisibwa.
He manifests.
Kitegeze chifecho lwaji kutiite kunganiro.
Why call that place a synagogue?
Kubanga bapi to kunganira ngawo.
Called us to gather from there.
Kwenge kanisa.
We as the church.
Era watuga amandi bane tuzimbe kanisa.
When we stand before the church.
Wakati mululimi utali ulongo.
When the language not pure.
Sio gena nola abasumba bayimide ku butu butu baba we
lesa. Turn on the pulpits of ministers.
Tugenda zimbe kanisa.
We are going to build the church.
Muleta matafu sente za matafali buloka.
Money we buy bricks and material.
Kati nge guyo liwe buzi.
Heavens ask.
Ate chayogerachi.
What is he speaking now?
Okuzimbe kanisa chintu chidala.
Building church is something different.
But this language erred not a few years. Imagine Eddie has spent 2020 years, yet the language began to get crooked in the 312
BC. When
it was built St. Peter Basilica and they named it a church, even those who said that, you see,
First Protestant Church.
Protestant Church Eyasooka.
What do you church?
Is that a church?
Yes,
that is it what Jesus died for?
Did
he die for that building? Don't know those who pray in it, what are they?
This
language is now pure.
It's
not pure.
Many
things we speak in words of church, and they are not pure, they are overturned. They ask, where are you going? I'm going to pray. Every day what brings you is to pray. If we live and we've not prayed, what will you do about that? You know, even in heaven, they call it the great gathering, not the great church, not the great place of prayer. We also have prayer palace church. These are territories of only prayer, they just pray there. We have Victory,
Miracle Church,
cathedrals, many others.
So,
many things are spoken not in the right fullness. How can they be perfected?
There
is what he has spoken of, he said, in the Proverbs
8.
All is what he speaks there in righteousness. And it's nothing. Crooked, neither perverse. Then they are easy with one with understanding. And the one who gets knowledge. This understanding brings what? When he speaks of it in Isaiah 28, he spoke of it, then he said, who will he make to understand what is preached? And give him that knowledge he speaks of. These words remain in the rightfulness. For it's a case to twist them. You too, you know that. He refused us to twist them. We spoke them as they are, we twisted them, put them in wrong places. Let's first read in the Isaiah 28. We say he said he's going to teach them to us how.
Isaiah
28 from verses
9. Okumanya. Era ebibuulirwa.
This is what he said. Who will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand what is preached?
Which
can be there, yet we do not understand things. For up to today, years you've spent coming for fellowship. In all places go for gatherings. Understand church and the synagogue, what is that?
Yet
these are what in your Bible to differentiate for you. You are your teacher. Your pastor cannot differentiate them for you. They can't tell you when you come for gatherings, this is what you're meant to get. Don't just come to pray that you've come to pray.
Those
religion, they erred and perverted in the speech of God. And they cannot speak things which are true.
But
their language in the kingdom of God
is
counted never be pure. Praise Jesus, man. We do it by permission we sold ourselves. What we speak, they are not in righteousness. Whom will I make to understand? I will make know what's preached. And I make them understand. Join with the pigs, take them back to their pure language. The verse 10 he says it's to be like this.
Isaiah 28:10. Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono, awo katono.
If he is to teach you and you understand, he wants to get the word synagogue. Go research about it. How did it begin? Join different scriptures.
And
brought to be understanding what a synagogue is. Even church. If he joins you up in understanding different scriptures, you know why he calls it church.
And why he
died for it to join them. You realize that yes, for understanding,
when
it's 2 to 4 scriptures and above from different books of the Bible, got light and understood that church, knowledge shows I am the church she died for.
One
come for it without spot, not a wrinkle.
Now,
in language not pure, the light of the world, it never shines, reaching bring the full knowledge of God and His glory.
You speak
things on standard.
And
they can cause God be given glory. And they bring the power of God. Speak them in the real glory of God. God is where He tells us still. In language not pure. Where we base speak of Him but not in truth. Not spoken of Him in the righteousness. Because the language is crooked,
for
lacking light of the word of God,
brings
the full knowledge of God and His glory. We reach what we speak of God is not true. Let's read Isaiah 48:1.
Abatumibwa erinnya lya Isirayiri era abavudde mu mazzi ga Yuda abalayira erinnya lya Mukama era aboogera Katonda wa Isirayiri naye si mu mazima so si mu butuukirivu.
You see how the word begins. You speak of the God of Israel but not in truth and not in righteousness. Comes to tell you, we are going to pray.
Yes,
Jesus, the name of Jesus. Pray to you today. Pure language in Bible it says, pray to God the Father in my name. In the wrong language,
we
find pray Jesus in the name of Jesus. That in heaven is never makes meaning.
See,
what is he speaking? Jesus, the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
knowledge teaching never says. We ask Him, He will give us. He said, ask the Father.
But
ask Him, our Lord. Ask how to pray in Luke 11. See, pray the Father in heaven. Pray it in my name to the Father. He will do it for you.
But today we
prayers, but the words we use, they are not pure.
We pray
in the name of Jesus. You say, I pray to you, oh Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. What you speak, angels who have to come and serve you
together,
the Holy Spirit who leads them, and they do not understand you. Why they do not understand you? They hear and listen to the voice of the word of God. They
akwotinga
ki? Now what is he quoting? Munjogera yayogera ku ki? His speech speaks of what?
Awa watufu kati kichayogera
ku. What is he speaking of there?
Kwanga mzaburi 13
in the Psalms 103 verse 20 yes says, they are mighty ones. You read for us we hear.
Zaburi esuli ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwe 19.
Psalms 103 verse 19.
Mukama yanyweza entebe ye mu ggulu, n'obwakabaka bwe bufuga byonna. Olunya olwabiri, mumwebaze Mukama mwe bamalayika be, mwe abazira ab'amaanyi abatuukiriza ekigambo kye, nga muwulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Owulira ekibeerawo.
You know what is about?
Bamalayika bano abakulembera omwoyo omutukuvu bakira b'amaanyi.
Led by the Holy Spirit, they are mighty ones.
Bo bali batuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda nga bwe kiri mu Bayibuli.
They are there to fulfill the word of God how it's in the Bible.
N'eddoboozi lyakyo sound bagigoberera.
Even its voice, they follow the sound.
Sound y'ekigambo ekyo kyogera kitya?
Oh, that word speaks how?
Akwotinze lunyiriri ki?
They are quote which scripture?
Era lusawundi nga lutya?
How does it sound?
bawulira eddoboozi lyakyo
kati
gwe n'olyoka osaba
nga bwe kyawandiikibwa
mu Yokaana essuula 14 musabe mu linnya
lyange
kinaabakolerwa
nkusaba
Yesu kumbe waliwo biweerabidde olunyiri olwagamba buli kye munaasabanga
kitange
mu linnya lyange
kinaabakolerwa.
Kati okwotinga
n'obyogera kifuula and you speak them in a wrong way.
Era n'okubuulira bwe kubeera.
Even your preaching appears like that.
Oba okyali awo ng'okyali ku bantu abanyola
ebyawandiikibwa.
Oyinza okuba omu ku bo.
You too, you might be one of them.
Oyinza okugamba abatoolamu.
You may speak to those who subtract from it.
Nga Bible ebeeyogera n'egamba banne omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Bible speaks that the light of the word of God.
N'ogamba omusana.
And you say light.
Kubanga abasinga bavunula Bible.
For most to interpret this Bible.
N'okutuuka okubeera enzibu ennyo.
And to reach it to be very hard.
Ebigambo tebaabimalangayo.
Words they never finished them.
Awaali ng'omusana gw'ekigambo nga baateekawo omusana gunaakwakira.
Where there was light of the word, they will say light will shine.
Kigambye nti Bible enfu.
I've not said that Bible is
a wrong one. Nga babikyusa.
But they moved on, changed words.
Amakulu ne gagenda nga.
And the meaning gradually got to be reducing.
Ate nga ate olina okunoonya olunyiri olulala side
eri. You have to seek another verse. Olugamba
nti omusana gw'ekigambo.
Which say light of the word.
So twetaaga olulimi olulongoofu
okuddizibwa. That pure language be restored.
Bwe bagamba okuluza kitegeeza luba lwali lubaddewo.
Speak of restoring it means it's never been in place.
Era abatusuubira nti bo ku mirembe gyabwe.
Apostles I don't expect in their generation.
Bagambanga nti ngenda ku kanisa.
They said I'm going to the church.
Mu biro byabwe abatumira boogera bwe
bati. Apostles speaking that.
Nabe mirembe gyabwe basuuba.
Even though their generation
they shepherd. Omusana gw'ekigambo gwali gukyaya.
Light of the world was still lightening.
Manyi buli lw'osaba essaala kitaffe ali mu
ggulu. Have you prayed prayer of my Father in heaven?
Lwa ekigambo kiyinza okubuuza naye ali mu ggulu
lyakubiri. A word can ask you is in which heaven? And can't even begin to answer that. You the Father who sits above the heavens. Even someone we come here,
and
you give a testimony, you say, I thank my Father for giving me an expensive house. Thank my Father for giving me a car. Where and who and how, which father of yours? Which of your father are you speaking of? Those who have no light much of the words,
they wonder.
They came to thank their father.
You
decide to say your father.
For
in language of Bible, we shouldn't find it, my father except Jesus alone uses it. But we use our father, all of us.
Yesu ya tiro chikwesa.
Jesus used it.
Osobola chikwesa.
Can use it.
The chiri use onyo eri kufi.
But not so.
Yeah, Yesu ya mulina anga yenga yetu.
Jesus alone the one who had him as the word.
Yera ne chitafu na gamba.
The father said.
Mwana angu gwe nkola chi.
That is my son whom I delight in.
Yes, sinala bwachi kugamba.
I've not seen how he speaks that to you. He say you are my children. All us together. heard Apostle Innocent say,
"He
who is waiting to be told, my son whom I delight in." Told you for the other is the firstborn. Of all the creation. Started with us to reach above the heavens. There is the reason why he calls him the firstborn. All creations, for they came from him.
As John 1:16
say, from his fullness we were given. Here in the world we do it. Parents are called by the name of the first child. And they appear to be the child.
The
first child, they call you by their name.
He's
the father to this person. All others, are they not children? And my wife, we exchanged. She's the mother to queen. We are different. Others, is she not their father? Am I not their daddy? The one with... He delights in to call them that. And there are things which happen. No one knows them of you except that child. And that child is going to reveal them to. No one knows the issue of the father except his son. No one knows the son except his father.
Everyone
wants to reveal him too.
So finally,
speak but these words. They are not in the rightful names.
Come
say, thank my father. We understand you speak of the one in heaven. He's only your father.
If you speak,
I thank our Father in heaven. I thank our Father and you pose it there. That language is lacking. Is it not us priests honor his name? He speaks that.
Malachi.
For you priests to honor my name. I thank Jesus.
Yes,
the insect.
Oh,
our Lord Jesus. You read Malachi 2. What does he say?
Malachi, a sole yokovidi, no nidol soka.
Malachi 2 in the verses 1.
Kalino, Mubakabona, a chilakiruch in the chamu, Brinorokovidi. Bemuta kid is a gorilla, and every butta kid is a kuchisa kumoyo. Okwe in Yariange chitiwa, while you get a mukamo wiki. Kale and Diva Wedeza, Kale, Diva Wedeza kumoy, a chikoli mecho. Era dikolimira emikisa jamwe. We wow, Mazoko jikolimira.
Think of it when
you speak of it.
Don't
mind it that I thank my father.
Thank
our father, you leave it hanging like that. Which father of ours?
Whom
they told us is in heaven. Inside us, restore the pure language in our speaking. When we speak like that, then we
have
power in the light of knowledge we speak by. Speak in any gospel. As the Holy Spirit has been releasing it through me,
been
in words which are completed well.
Those words
are so purified and complete.
And they are completed up well, and they are filled of salt enough
to
speak of God in truth and righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But if you look at
all
words of the Bible as the scriptures are, God said, all were purified 7 times through the 7 spirits, the spirit of wisdom, understanding of God, the castle alone. Notice what's in here. When
these
are spoken in measurements, they end here. And pass them spirit of power. Rightfulness and they're pure. They remain and retain power in them.
Someone
hardened in the heart, they has to hearken unto them.
They're
filled of light of knowledge. And one gets enlightened and they begin to understand. And they bring fear of God.
They're
filled of glory of God. Wisdom and the real knowledge. We can say, brethren, when we would have died, we shall go in the city of God. Are you speaking when you would have what? You have died.
And
go in the city of God. You know, in Israel, there are men who hid those olden Bibles. Those when they speak, they put words on clothing the body.
But
there remained few in these Bibles we have. Apostles say, when I would have unclothed, few remained, you find them there. When I will have died, Bible, we need to release out, it has to be the pure language. Toward them back in the pure language through which scriptures have to be. This is where you will find,
and his spirit said,
era omoyo we agamba. It's never there.
His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord is saying,
Obo moyo wa mukama ya gamba.
All
those move, break them off.
Pure language began
to be messed up like that. Now you also have Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
They
get crooked more. Where they use much the word Sodom.
The sodomist.
Oh, the sodomist. They will put Malai and Saja. It's in the Bible.
Where they
were cherubim, they put cherubim angels
over two winged creature
over a returned a what the
Bible.
And the corruption is moving on like that.
Our
Bible general in its pure language.
You
have to know that those
are cherubim.
Another to read it, see a two-winged creature. Another when they read,
cherubim
angel. They see cherubim angel in their Bible.
Another,
they are cherubim. Now as you see, in the Genesis 2, in the verse 6, mostly verse
7.
God formed man with the dust of death, the breath of life. Others the end of breath. He breathed in him the breath. And it they say, man became a living soul. In Uganda, becoming that is not easy. It's lacking. He became a living soul. That's the proper language.
Became living being.
Others it became a living being.
Became a human being.
Another it became a human being.
A living person.
Omuntu omulamu. Different, different.
Now we've
all gotten confused.
Let it restored
in the entire world. That's why I usually
use
human language as I speak in Bible. In our Bible we see this and I said, if you in another Bible which still has it.
Have
the heavenly Bible speaking the pure things.
So let's read Proverbs,
we see 12 verse 6. From Psalms 12 verse 6.
Zaburi esura y'12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms chapter 12 verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama by'ebigambo ebirongoofu. Nga feeza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi, erongoosebwa emirundi musanvu. Olunyo lw'omusanvu. Onooba kuumanga, ayi Mukama. Onooba wonyanga mu mirembe gino ennaku zonna.
Okusigaza ebigambo bya Katonda biri byennyini ebirongoofu.
Kubanga agambye ebigambo bya Katonda bituwogerako.
Words of God we speak of.
Ebyawandiikibwa.
They are the scriptures written.
Birongoofu.
They are purified.
Nga feeza egezebwa.
As gold tested.
Emirundi musanvu.
70 times.
Era kankubuulira olaba.
Let me tell you, see.
All
come from seven spirits of God, they pass through that. What Revelations 1:4 says,
that
the generation come from God who was and who is and who is to be. It come from the seven spirits of God.
All
creatures, blessings of God, everything he speaks of. Speaks in those which were before and they are there and they will be. And they
pass
seven spirits to reach
us.
And the filled wisdom of God, they will never change. Not reach heavens as you claim called synagogue church. That
you
reach heaven and they approve it.
According
how generations changed, okay, it's church. It's impossible. Now
I
say in the Psalms 12:6 that the word of God, they are pure.
Nga feza
as gold.
Nga zaabu agezesebwa emirundi musanvu.
Gold tested 7 times.
Era nanga nti obakuumenga ayi Mukama.
It say preserve them, O Lord.
Ngera mu mirembe gino embi gyonna bwe giri.
As promote these evil generations are.
Kugamba afuba okuyikuma mu pure language naye gwe si kyangu.
Tries to preserve us
from pure language.
It's not easy and to preserve those who have it.
Okubanga tebijulunguddwa.
That they are not diluted. Let's read in Revelation, you see. Revelations 1 and the verse 4.
Yokana, eri ekkanisa omusanvu ezo mu Asia, ekisa, kiberenga nammwe, n'emirembe, ebiva eri oyo abaawo, eri eyabaawo, era ajja okubaawo, era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
You
hear where they come from. Generation pass the word of God. For
so
he said
peace.
How good are feet of those who breathe the gospel of peace?
Given
it must come from the one who is.
Who
was, used to come.
Speak
something, we speak how it was. As it to be. And how it will be.
Speak,
you know, it's past seven spirits. The fullness of Holy Spirit.
Where
the spirit of wisdom.
Which is the word of God.
That's even when we reach heaven.
Then
the root church of the Holy Ones in Ephesus.
It
meant that they made people the children of God. Heaven, you get that of the world when things are changed. Those who read explain you different. When you reach heaven, they will not change how they were, is what they eat.
That's
the way they will be.
You have to
speak them in the olden wisdom which was hidden.
Broken
the first Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 and
7.
In the wisdom which was hidden, God prepared for us for His glory.
Today
I can speak as an ancient person. I speak ancient things. I was able to go in the ancients in heaven and we spoke in the ancient pure language, in the ancient knowledge of the apostles,
of
the real prophets.
Spoken
something like a person of 1,000 years, maybe he was there. But you think Bible has spent 1 year? Does it have 2,000 years?
Yeah.
It's of old. Ask olden people, what did they call them? How did they call synagogues in the old? What they called church in their times. Bring us seasons and we define what we call church to reconnect.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
So why
speak of the pure language? Which is the light of the word of God.
To
bring the full knowledge of God and His real glory. To spread the entire world.
Have
live what the scriptures of the pure language.
So it's
not going to say. When all the holy ones died and they reached the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, as it is written in the Hebrews chapter
12:22-23,
by those gotten pure language speak things like that, they will say this one lacketh knowledge. When the holy ones did what? When they died. How should we speak there?
That
when the holy ones unclothed their bodies, after being clothed the body of heaven, they were taken in the city of God, and they bear them as spirits. They are called spirits of the holy ones. People in the world, they speak things not right. As you hear in their announcement, death announcements. As they begin to announce, and they say, John died while in China. His dead body is being brought to be buried. On the burial grounds of his ancestors.
He's
going to be escorted to hell at the 10th hour.
He
will be taken in his house. The late will be taken in his house. The eternal house. And those who escort him in hell, we are going to meet in this and this place. Indeed, people got mad long back.
Yes,
speech is of mad people. Restore speech of people who understand.
Yes, praise
Jesus, the word of God.
And name
and voice teacher Vanji.
Mululimi nga olusoga.
In language like Lusoga,
nakulira mu ngaliwe bigambe mu ebintabula tabula.
I grew up in it and there are some words which when I reached to hear them in Luganda,
byantabula nnyo.
They confused me much.
Kubanga nze bwe nakula,
when I was growing up,
saasobolanga kwawula kigambo mwoyo na mutima.
I wasn't able to separate the word spirit and the heart.
Era mu Lusoga abantu abasinga,
in Lusoga most people,
bakozesa omwoyo,
they use the spirit,
tiyankubye ku mwoyo,
they struck my heart, my spirit, yet they are meaning the heart.
Lusoga batera nnyo batera nnyo kikozesa ekigambo ekyo,
use most that word.
Naye okubuuza kwange kuli wa,
my question is here.
Olulimi oluli pure,
that pure language,
olujjayo amakulu g'ekigambo kya Katonda nga bwe kiri,
out meaning of word of God how it is.
Enemizino zikyuka zitya?
These languages, how they change.
Okuva ku lubereberye katugambe nti buli omu yaweebwa olulimi olulu pure.
Say everyone was given pure language.
Wali eri mu lubereberi wali kumi
n'emu. They are in Genesis 11.
Nga bakasukibwa okuva ku munaana.
They are thrown off the tower.
Kuba kati leero twesangamu.
For today we find ourselves,
timulimu abaganda simanya abe coach,
the abaganda of coach,
simanya bo babogera bogera bwe
bati, when they speak they have their flow of speech,
basoga namo tulina mwenja ulezenja ulo,
basoga we have different categories of them,
chini wechi tu,
which is the truth,
kama yasigala akolo mulimu ogwo,
God remained doing that work, or
chija chitia,
how did that come about?
Yes, he was,
praise Jesus,
utwogera mazima,
speaking truth,
nnimi ezo nanga bweziri,
all those languages how they are,
zogere bintu matebiri mu pure language,
they speak things and they are not in pure language.
Pure language,
pure
manya kuri kwenyini okubwa Katonda,
is the real knowledge of God,
nabiri musana omwechigambo kya Katonda,
in light of the word of God.
Wanga walwa abantu bosinga nga bagaba,
but the people you find saying
evumu vu
Ash in hush, dust in dust, the body will go back in the dust where it came from, the spirit goes back to its giver. And you find they have just spoken that,
say,
you come, we pray for the late.
Mwabasingana kumulambo nga basalira gundi yokana.
Body they are praying for John.
Kugama ebyogerebwa nga
what is spoken, as the brother said,
timunimi ezimu,
but in some languages,
oli abayogera ku moyo,
another speaks of the spirit,
atugeza mutima
kugera ku the heart in the speak,
nga tebikwatagana kugana kibitu,
they don't connect, they are not right.
Nagambye konti nechifananya chennimi zino munsi.
I told you even the image of these languages in the world.
Elacha ayononekera ddala.
All got corrupted.
Tugambe.
Let's say.
Mulimi Oluganda twagamba.
In the Luganda we say it.
Ngenda kutambula muko.
I'm going to move around.
Mulaka kati aga ngenda kubala muko.
Another changes it.
Kale kuganeni munsi yonabe ayononeka.
The entire world is corrupt.
Olimi notwa lwayononeka ne.
This language was spoiled even out.
Atene kanisa nayo yakiriza ubono ubononeka kwa olimi.
Accepted the spoiling of the language.
Obutaleta musana guli kwenyine ogwokumanya.
Bring the real light of knowledge.
Ero bera mboroko zininga tonna bakweyaula wakati wagwe ngo moyo no mubiri.
And when salvation you don't differentiate, you the spirit and the body, yote yo.
Ero kumanyo kwega when afanga ngenda mugu.
You spirit yourself, when I will die I will go to heaven.
Kati noyo gere ebintu ngate byina.
You speak things they're not there.
Bonabo afudde ebifa bigena.
When people die, those dying, do they go to heaven?
Ninga yetu fukwaina ganti wendi yangulo.
You the truth would have said when I want unclothed the body.
Wanga mulimu wa Bible ulimba kolise choku lisuli okutana.
The language of Bible 2 Corinthians 5.
Lula ganti wendi yambula
guru. When I want unclothed this body.
Nimo kusingani wanga
ndiwele. The point that I'm not naked.
Nenda gisato kuambula wa uguba.
I need to be clothed the body from heaven.
Sikulanga bwe singani wa singani wa moyo
mwerere. When I'm pound naked spirits.
Because nainga chijia tutualira akade.
But it will take us time.
Si akawira. Eri abanji.
A lot of time unto the many.
Na eri fabatini.
But to us the few.
Kubanga abanji wajja sanga fubutu.
But the many will find us speaking like that. They will learn immediately.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Omanyibu olwanye n'ekigambo okugamba nti ngenda kukunga
no,
ne banga lyomaze nakyo.
Hold the word, I'm going to the synagogue and the time
no, is going to be.
And still we are speaking, I'm going to church.
Ate njagala nkubulire ekintu ekirala ekibeera mu kuzza.
I should tell you another thing involving in restoring.
That
you restore it when people forgot it. You may be the wrong one at that time. And those who see you, they say, what is this you speak? What you have to strengthen and to bear, if you
are
given the work of reviving
and
to restore, you involve the challenges as if you are bringing new words in the ears of people. As in the Acts 17, the other said, you bring new words in our ears.
It's
not that he knew in their ways,
but
in the ears of those who heard them, they were new. The new words, what have you said? God did what? In heaven, earth doesn't does what?
Does
he move in the temple's beautiful hands? That we speak of. The house of God, what are you speaking?
We
give money building the house for God.
Make
a day to dedicate it. The house of God. Speaking of
you.
You think it's only you is right? You have been fighting for the pure language.
You
read in the Acts. I told you those words you bring them new.
That
seems like preaching the strange gods to us.
These
are strange gods to us.
What
do they find you saying? Praise him, God, the word of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. They wonder.
You
preach a new Jesus, you got a new Jesus. Are you a carrot? We say praise Jesus. We say praise the Lord.
That's
not the first
time
and you say you. Don't you know was the word he clothed flesh? And to give them light of the word enough to explain them.
Say
when you speak of third heaven, that is a cult.
Third
heaven. Heaven is one. As you bring them a scripture.
To
restore or to revive.
It's
not something you think people remember. Most time people never remember. Do you have to remind them? Do you think we are like this? You know how we've reminded them to you. Read us Acts
17.
Acts
17
and the verse 17.
Awo, na wakaniranga mukunganyo lya Abayudaaya, n'abaali batya Katonda, era ne mukatale buli lunaku, n'abo abamusinkananga.
Tewulidde mpaka we zaali.
You hear arguments how they were.
Yali mukunganyo mu kanisa.
Synagogue, not the church.
Na wakana n'abatya Katonda.
He contended with those who fear God.
Ate nkana, okana n'abatya Katonda kyava
kuki? Actually, with those who fear God, what caused this? Round they told him he seemeth to preach the strange gods to us. People he urges with the fear gods. For God, pure language, they forget the pure things of the man to be. Even the altar of the living God inscribed on it. The unknown gods. Can't tell them the full knowledge of God. Hold their cheek and they wonder. Why is pride troubling you? You say what? God, you have madness. Do they know God? Let us read you here.
Ebikolwa by'abatume, esura y'17, n'olunyiriri olw'18.
Acts chapter 17, verse 18.
Awo abantu abamu abafilisofa. Abepikuliyo ne nti n'abasitoyiko ne bamusisinkana abamu ne bagamba nti ayagala kwogera ki abujabujja n'ono abamu ne bagamba nti afaanana ng'abuulira balubaala abajja
abujaabujana.
He is a babbler.
Ulira bwayogera.
Hear what he speaks.
Yebazibwe Katonda kigambo mwana mukama waffe Yesu.
God is the Father, the Son, the Lord Jesus.
Abujaabujana ayogera bityo byayogera.
A babbler. What is he speaking?
Gamba Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord. Which Lord?
Ogenwa gamba oyatula mugweyo kusa.
That was sister third heaven. These are strange gods. They sit in the third heaven.
Now you can
cut it off his
yes,
head. Praise him, Jesus who sits in the third heaven.
Don't
be amazed. All these long days that Jesus sits in the third heaven. He is preaching the new Jesus. Those who first hear the gospel we preach,
they
say a new gospel has come.
And
the gospel is new. Yet the old and ancient gospel.
Yes, he was the Lord.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Lucky Margaret,
Lucky Margaret by name. Indeed, the things are amazing. Me myself to come here. Indeed, words were very hard to begin to confess, speak them. It was one day when I was in a taxi. And one brother on the fellowship with out there asked me, are you going to church? I said, no.
Church.
It's me here in the taxi.
I'm
going to the synagogue. I wondered we were behind. All the taxi turned to look behind. And they looked behind people speaking. Because I said the church is in the taxi. Wanted to look at how church looks like.
Yes,
indeed they are amazing. We are here learning to speak. Ask me like a Margaret. This language has been to just learn it. And I'm still learning. Indeed, God bless you. You
have
to bear it. For we seem like we are the wrong ones now. When they saw Paul,
you
see the Bible, how he speaks many words
and
scriptures written here and there. He's a babbler.
Now
they were used to speaking. This kingdom, we brought it from far. As they
listen,
the kingdom of God, the
Bible says,
Matthew chapter
6, 33,
the kingdom of God, and the righteousness, the rest will be added. But the kingdom of God, Matthew 12, 28, it casts demons, the spirit of God, the kingdom of God, it is come for us. The kingdom is spread
everywhere.
Psalms 139, verse 16, and great will be spirit. Nothing like steps in
his,
is just what is speaking.
If
we are not used to bear the speed and to understand via it.
He said,
he's a babbler speaking plenty words, many words. Praise the Father in heaven much.
We
thank God for this teaching. Me to have requested, let me give a testimony. In the year 2014, as we just met the truth
of
the Word of God, which came with Apostle and the Hope Witness. Yes.
There
are words Apostle came with.
One
of the words which angered me much. Is to say praise Jesus toward the Son. Anytime he spoke it, I got angered. Now the challenge comes.
The
brethren moved with.
Healed like today. Many get angered when we speak. I got revealed one word. Stop speaking truth, though the foolish surround you. When they reach in wisdom, they will prove indeed you spoke wisdom. We thank the Lord for you, apostle. Remain in the truth all the time. Change with our foolishness we had then. But we've seen a fight here. Just come, I say, church is not a building. What? You mean what we built what? Because you are doing okusomuja, you restore things which are seen. You bear and stand bold on it. But restore waste foundations is not easy. Speak to people, there was a house before. Even foundations are under the ground. I said, look at this mad one. Houses were built like this and that. And you too, you were mad. You first scratch, we see foundations you were talking about. As you dig the hole, you know, rich foundation, you see. The madness is troubling. Let's dig deeper. About to reach it. No. Where are they you speak of? You remain, if they run you deep, you reach the foundation. The house they see it. And they recall. We too, let's build like that.
So
now our journey is long. Praise the Lord Jesus.
I
am named Teacher Jacob James. Apostle,
priest,
we thank the Lord. Right now, he teaches us to speak. On the other time, we studied. Separating the inner man, the middle man, and the outward man. And we saw that the inner man, it's the spirit. The middle man, is the soul. The outward man,
is
body of flesh and blood. Now, in Luganda, there is a word used. After someone has eaten, and things he wants to restore back, and we say that the soul is tearing him up. I request to know. That is the heart. What we call the flow of blood refuse to connect with that food in working on it.
If it's
not affected you to vomit it out, it can affect the entire body in the science language. The heart trying to push something
in
the body. Don't want it in the body. What have you given? I can't work on it. You will release it out. There is a fight between the body and what is put in. If you force it, retain them there. Others say, I got rashes when I ate. The stomach squeezed me. I felt headache. But the blood moving the head,
no
the heart forcing. What is this you give me?
heartbeat we wesirise birali bati bisobola kola
heartbeat is not working
enzyme kola
enzymes cannot work on the food
ezimuku we tuzura nto ino obuzimu mu
rubu where we discover a problem in the stomach
mu science
in science
mutwe gukuruma
when you feel headache
mu science
in science
niyo gahana urubuto runuma mutwe gunuma nyo
you say feel headache in the stomach
ichida ko rujya kuba rubuto
what's follow is the stomach
oba kubanga imere nemeri okuba naye nge kiriwo kirecho
now what is that
simeme yebere kusindikira
it's not the soul which is there in you
abwo mutima
but the heart
kusindikiriza
it's pushing you
kusindikira okusindikira kuba kusindikiriza
to stir is to pushing resisting
eh utegera gaje
are we together
wali abaga mutume tani kedwali
father say apostle begin your hospital
asiyaji
and it's for what?
Abasaba mbali namu bajata.
How doctors here they will begin.
Abasaba mbiri mwe bali muno
bajata. Doctors of the flesh they here they will start.
Abede ngabaina ne cho moyo
mugabe. And they have the spiritual you profit much.
Nenge nimi zuza cha nkana
wezi. Language could crooked like that.
Wangi.
Auruganda Yesu.
Praise Jesus brethren.
Kasina bakujja mazima ga mukama Yesu Kristo.
Before I came to the truth of the Lord Jesus.
Sistema mazima ga katonda chigawo. Ga katonda chitafe. Ngoyogera mazima ga mukama Yesu
Kristo. The truth of the truth of the Lord Jesus.
Ga katonda chitafe.
The truth of God the Father.
Na sister wange yasoko kujja.
My sister was the first to come here.
Kingole kule mangu kutokola mukubire simu sawanga 12 gatakwata.
Mwaka ikola at this 12 hour of the evening she doesn't hold the phone.
Katinganza muni mukubira ke kiro sawanga nya nanga nade ngize kunga.
Call her in the night at the 4th hour and she said I go for fellowship.
Ngamba bikiyo yogera kunga nacho.
What are you speaking what type of fellowshiping is that?
Oye nade mugwe choito genda ku church.
And she told me what you call to going to church.
Onze cho che kitufu.
And I said that's the truth.
Wange kunga na nyiwa lyo neza parliament.
For gatherings meetings there many even the parliamentarians are in meetings.
Ah kulikuba kuita tekuba genda ku kanisa ngo
gamba. She told me
stop. Kana kujofira one okujja ono mazimu.
Now coming in the truth.
Gachi kuganga kitawa nyoko genga
umuntu
mtu wambuzo genda
if someone asked me where you going
genda katika chija chiri ntinja ngenda kunga nenga kulire chichi wakanya
going to synagogue I feel resistance speak I'm going to church
nene wazakatunda
but I thank God
kati saa zimtichangu wa sanso nina
mbobi I'm not shameful to speak of it
chogira ulungi no umuntu ngenda kunga
boldness I'm going for fellowship
uta urubera mukuzira
the fight in restoring olden foundations
kadumale wanu kwatu mu robo dotulese
finish acts for time which is left us
ibikora bya batume esule ye 17 nolo nyiriri olwe 19
acts 17 verse 19
ibikora batume esule ya 17 olunyo olwe 18
acts 17 verse 18
awonabo nti awo abantu abamwa bafilisofa abetukuliyo nabo stoyiko ne bamusisinkana abamu ne bagamba nti ayagala kuogera kya bujja nono abamu ne bagamba nti afanana nga abulira balubala abajja kubanga yali abulira Yesu n'okuzuukira bunjole 19 ne bamutwala nti ne bamutwala ne bamuleta ko aliyo pago nga bagamba nti tunayinza okutegeera okuyigiriza kuno okujja kwayogera nga bwe kuli
What is one? He said them up something safe.
What
he thinks they are the right full things.
Can
he die for church? Can he die for the building?
And
the
beating
all that suffer for church the building?
Come,
speak, preach us these new words.
Ningoroza bibira bipya.
But you think they are new?
Tuba kugena kubiza buza sibye bipya.
Just restore them, they are not new.
Bigambo byaliwo byadabye byebyo ye yaliwo.
Old one of the one who was.
Katunda kitafu
God the Father.
Nichigambo chimukama wa Yesu.
What the Lord Jesus.
No moyo wa mtu kuvi
this Holy Spirit.
Iranga bibaliwo.
And the one who are.
Iranga yajjo kubawo.
The one to be.
Ndidebigana kutuka jali nti ebyo biri chuka bya mwagala
bibere bwe bitu bibere. Him they will change be what you want them.
Ngabo byali buli no
kubera. As the way is the way they will be.
Even the
word say building is the church, it caused that not to mind ourselves.
Buildings,
church,
as you say, you
do a work in yourselves and to build each other. Person is constructive, he builds, he speaks constructive words. Constructing is not holding bricks in the building. But you may speak the gospel and it constructs, builds a people. The way we build churches like that, the holy ones are. We speak constructive words. As we use up our gifts,
God is calling you.
You'll understand it.
And spiritual gifts,
maybe that will turn the one now. Understand what they call building as we
use it.
They speak constructive words. They build what in us?
And they say it
makes them a
letter.
You know the memory of building those people. The righteousness you build. And you destroyed all unrighteousness.
Also
we have those to break away and to cut away.
And
those to uproot. That they told
Jeremiah.
Prophet Jeremiah.
I have
put there to build. And to plant. Even to uproot. And to tear down whatever I never built. Everything I never planted.
Yes, you
praise believe. Jesus much.
So, taking
me, tell us those new words.
And
he told them like this.
Acts
17, verses
20. Kyetuva twagala okutegeera amakulu g'ebigambo bino.
Naye oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu matu
gaffe.
Ne wano twesigaani.
But here we trust who?
Eri mbakolisa ekisooka sula y'okubiri.
The first Corinthians chapter 2. Nino
omwenda agamba.
Verses 9 is
saying. Ebintu ebyo ebimu tebiyingiranga na mitima gy'abantu.
Never entered the human hearts.
N'amatu gaabwe tegabiwulira.
Ears have never heard them.
Era n'amaaso gaabwe tebabirabanga.
Eyes some have not seen them before.
Naye Katonda yabitekera ate abamwagala.
God prepared them for those who love him.
Naye naffe yasooka bitubikulira ku b'omwoyo
we. He revealed them by his spirit.
Nti tewulowooza.
But don't you think?
Kubanga bagamba tunayinza okutegeera ebigambo bino ebijja.
Shall we be able to understand those new words?
Kubanga oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu ki?
Bring new words in our ears.
Tugafe. Yes. Engeri gye mubyogeramu.
When you speak them.
Kati n'okulaba tulaba kubanga tuli mu fashion za mirundi
esatu. We are in the three fashions.
Tebiyingiranga mu
mutima. They have never entered the heart.
Amatu tegabiwulira.
Ears have never heard
them. Tegabiraba.
Eyes have never seen them.
Naye ate yagala balina okubiraba.
Said they have to see them.
Ojja oleeta wano ebifaananyi by'eggulu eryokusatu.
Bring your images of the third heaven. They wonder.
Yakula where it
is. It appears like that.
Wagena ni kamera mukuru.
You went with the camera in heaven.
Biguru za jaje tagisa
kamera. Do you think it needed the camera?
Wacha jaje tagisa moyo
mutuku. Needed the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga gambe ebita ingira
na mutu. It did not enter the heart.
Amaso bigeta na
what I have not seen.
Na matu tegabiwulira.
Ears have never heard.
Bitekera ba mwagara.
Prepare for those who love him.
Yata bikula rwa moyo mutuku sina kamera.
Build them by the Holy Spirit not with a camera.
Kagati tongamba nti emmotoka gy'otalabangako giwaliyoyagala okuwulira
that you wanted to hear
n'okulaba
and to see you've not seen it yet
ky'otalabanga kyekiri
waggulu eryokusatu not seen is what is the third heaven.
Okiwulidde nga tobadde
tokiwulirangaate
ate oyagala
okirabanga
mumutima kiyingidde naye wenkubamu ekifaananyi mundaba
ye
yateekawo nti amaaso galinawo
kulaamatu
galina
okuwulaomutima
kiyingire n'amaaso gakole
kiomwoyo
eyabikkula
what the acts they have said.
Few
words in our ears. We understand them with the heart.
mumutima tuyinza okubitegeera kubanga isaaya mukaaga egamba bagaana n'okutegeera n'omutima
gwabwe
si kulwanga bakyuka n'abawonya Yesu
praise Jesus. We are waiting to see.
First
told them in the ears
back.
And they said that those who believe without seeing.
Yet
seeing he didn't refuse us to see.
But we are
highly blessed because we believe when we have even seen. Even seen we see. See they bless the one who believe without seeing. How much you who are seen. That this place looks like this. When scriptures direct that is it.
I
mean, scriptures direct the eyes of sin. Scriptures I add with my ears. Ezekiel chapter 1.
They
I don't know one head is where. When I see, I approve it. What ears have not heard? Have not entered the heart. And the eyes of
mortals.
God had prepared them for me, they are there.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
So that we now put here.
Now we shouldn't fear.
We speak with
our work in revival. It is in the many things. And the Bible says, down there you will read there.
Jesus
began to explain them as I passed around covered yourself zeros of demons
and you claim
they are God but I see they are small gods not gods familiarize you are
when
our gods you call them small gods even the altar with a bin of God scribed upon it is unknown
I've come proclaimed
what you worship and you don't understand it
I've come to speak of it
and they see you see pride we were filled our forefathers
you
a youthful boy girl you come to do what? God who created heaven and earth doesn't live with temples built with human hands.
It's
not served with hands as it is in
me.
Imagine built him cathedrals.
Celeste
Kaguta gave the build the house of God. It is to say the younger and the old and there is a word you put upon them it angers. That they got crooked in the language they don't even understand. And they say you abuse the leader.
They
I'm going to begin to plead with him using the Bible.
People
got crooked in the language they don't even understand.
How
can they get a building, call it a church, or the house of God? Apostle Paul in Acts
16
they had dragged him already
they
said told the manners which are not lawful to them teaches them words which are not right gotten the customs of the Jews brought them here of God, not of the Jews.
If
you know at the end of all,
you
say God who created heaven and earth
doesn't
live in temple building
towns.
We live. Say we live in God? How? And you bring explanation. Yet in all brethren, what you have to believe is one.
Bible
has never been brought. Except in our ways will be. And he said, after finding them with faults, and he proclaimed there to be a new covenant. What they call revival. We shall study it next time.
n'okuza obujja kitera okujja ngaliwo
ensobi Paul's committed many of them.
Wabula ng'ate gwe olina ozikole kitinga kati gwe olina kujjanga mugezi.
Have to correct them, you have to come as a wise person.
Nga naye ensi ekuyita wa lugezigezi.
The world calls you a wiseacre.
Katusome Bibulaniya tuzinge
tumalize. Let's read Hebrews, we finish.
Nga tunyweza ebyo.
As we strengthen those.
Ndi olulimi olulongofu lwetaagisibwa okuddizibwa mu restoration.
Pure language has to be restored in the restoration campaign.
Nga tuliba tugisoma n'ebyo bijja kuddizibwa.
When we shall start it, those two will get involved in.
Arisome.
Abebulaniya essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7.
Kuba endagaano eri ey'olubereberye singa tebaaliko kyakunenyezebwa tewandinonyezebwa bbanga eri ey'okubiri. Olunyo lw'omunaana ti kubanga olw'okubasanga n'ensobi kyava ayogera nti laba ennaku zijja bw'ayogera Mukama bwe ndiragaana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri era n'ennyumba ya Yuda. Olinyo lw'omwenda.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Olw'okubasanga n'ensobi.
For finding them with faults.
Yaleeta endagaano empya eriviving ebyali bakyankalanyiza mu ndagaano
enkadde. The new covenant revived those they faulted in the Old Testament.
Era yatuwa ebyokulabirako baali bawandika ebbaluwa ne bagoba
omukazi. For example, they wrote a letter, divorced just a woman.
Naye nga beerabidde mu lubiribiri yatonda omusajja omu n'omukazi omu n'abagatti.
Forget one man and woman joined them.
Yesu n'abizaayo nga bwe byali.
Jesus revived them to what they were.
Omanyi bwe yabizaayo abatume
baamugamba. Apostles, what they told him, if it is like that, man will not marry.
But
they say if it's like that, no one is going to heaven.
No,
it's not that we've said. If you say, church is not the building, all built, no one going to heaven,
they
want to say, wasted time. All those you prepare yourself for them.
So
may God bless you.
Yet,
prove it as you begin in you.
You
think of restoring the pure language.
Which
the light of the word of God. Bringeth the full knowledge of God and His glory.
As
spread in the entire world. In God's
word.
Follow the nation Uganda.
Mu mulimu gwa Katonda okusema kusimazinga
we God's final work on planet Earth.
Kusinzira mu Uganda kula lya
Africa. In Uganda part of Africa.
Revive the church in the kusimazinga we.
Revive and the last on the planet Earth.
Mu revive the church in okudizibwa obujja.
The greatest revival and restoration.
Okusembayo.
The last.
Kusimazinga
we. On the planet Earth.
Kusinzira mu Uganda kula
lya Africa. In Uganda part of Africa.
Kyagame mu Zephaniah sura
yokusa. Zephaniah chapter 3. 9 and 10.
Ntalizo olimi olujja eri abantu mawanga gonna.
Pure language to all nations.
Era bonna balisobola okuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
Able to serve with one spirit.
Ntegeranga yemu.
The same understanding.
Ntegeranga yemu.
The same speech.
Kubanga abantu bali.
Because the other people. Who are beyond the river of Ethiopia. These true worshippers.
They
come serve God with an offering. Those are one called Uganda Pearl of Africa. Our friends join us in this
world.
All those who love God all over the world. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.